16 minutes after 4 o'clock, downtown, live at Seasons Main Street in Bangor. Rich Kimble, Ryan Waning, Brian Stackpole here with you, and it is a big weekend as professional bull riding comes to Bangor and to the Cross Insurance Center right down the street. And joining us here in the restaurant to talk about it, one of the riders who will be doing his thing this weekend, Bo Willis, joins us. Bo, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's an exciting time, and you were telling us about some 40 riders will be going at it this weekend.
Yeah, they'll have 40 of the top bull riders in the country here. Oh, well, in the world, actually, sorry. And the best bulls in the country, yeah.
And you guys have been doing a lot of traveling. You were down in New Hampshire, down in southern Maine. Now you're up here. Is this your first ever visit to the Bangor area?
Yeah, this is my first time to Bangor, so yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Now, for us, this is mild weather. How would this equate if you were back home in Australia?
Well, it's summer at home right now, and it's pretty hot, so yeah, it's pretty cold here.
How does one get into bull riding? It just doesn't seem like the average sport that kids grow up in. I'm going to ride bulls.
Yeah. I got into it when I started high school. You know, I went to high school and there was a subject there, rodeo. So, you know, it was good. It opened an opportunity for me. And, yeah, I haven't looked back once I started.
Awesome.
Rodeo was a subject in your high school?
Yeah, it was.
That's awesome. I teach high school. We need to add that. We need rodeo in our curriculum. I think that would be great. All right, so when people come, if this is their first time seeing professional bull riding, what are some of the events that they'll get to watch?
Well, obviously there's going to be the bull riding, but just not only the bull riding. There's they have comedy clowns there with acts, and they're going to give away free stuff, and there's all the pyros, and there's fire, and, you know, it's pretty cool.
Now, as you guys travel around, is it difficult when you go to different venues? Obviously, you're dealing with the same bulls, I assume, yeah. But do different venues present different challenges to you?
No, not really. Every venue is sort of the same setup. So, all the bulls are pretty much different as well. Like, there's, in this area, you know, there's a select group of contractors that have bulls up here. But you go on the other side of the country, it's a completely different pen of bulls, you know.
With all these riders on the tour, it must seem that some people are better at certain things than others. What is it that you bring to the table that you do better than anyone on the tour?
There's
no time to be shy.
That's a tough question. You know, everyone's out there trying to do the exact same thing. I'm not competing against the guy standing beside me because I've only got one job to do, and that's ride my bulls. So it's I've never really looked at it competing against another bloke going out to try and beat someone else. It's always, you know, it's a consistency sport. So at this event, I bet it takes 3 scores to win this event. You know, there's no room for error. You fall off, you know, you can say goodbye to winning any money.
All right. Now, you mentioned there are a set of bulls that are here in this region. Is there a bull that you would like to stay away from? Do you know them by name? Are there some where you say, I hope I get that bull because I'm pretty sure I could stay on him?
Yeah. I have no idea about the bulls. I try not to pay too much attention to the bulls. You know, I try and I approach each bull the exact same. You know, it doesn't matter. They're all different.
What's the most important physical quality for you to have to be successful at bull riding? Is it lower body strength? Is it balance?
Yeah, you know, I try and do a fair bit of fitness. I probably don't do as much as I should, but. That Gold's Gym's right beside the hotel, so I've been going there a fair bit. It's been good.
Professional bull riding this weekend at the Cross Insurance Center and a big event coming up here at Seasons tomorrow, a professional bull rider meet and greet tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 o'clock. You meet real riders, get a chance to get autographs and pictures, and enjoy a great buffet as well. Tickets are just $20 and available at SeasonsBangor.com. The PBR meet and greet tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4 at Seasons. Growing up, were there some guys that you looked up to in the sport? Who were your heroes?
Definitely there was blokes in Australia that I looked up to, you know. When I first started, Troy Dunn was he was my hero, you know. I just thought he was cool. Even when he was in the same room as you knew he was a champion, you know. Just his presence was pretty cool. And I looked up to Just McBride, and he was from here, from America, you know. They're my two favorite bull riders.
Now, like most professional sports, it's not something you can do for 30, 40 years. Generally, how long is the career for a professional rider?
Well, there's blokes on tour that are 35 and still in the top 35 in the world. So just depending on how you're feeling, and, yeah, you can ride as long as you want.
Excellent. And 7 seconds, 8 seconds, is that the key?
8 seconds. You have to stay on for 8 seconds to get a score. Yep.
Excellent. Well, we wish you great luck this weekend. I know you're going to be here tonight and tomorrow. Huge crowds already sold out. That's got to be exciting to know a big crowd is coming here to check it out.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome, you know. It'll be loud in there, which is always cool. And with a cool atmosphere like that, it makes you step your game up a little bit more as well. I bet it'll be good bull riding here tonight.
Excellent. Well, we wish you luck this weekend. Thanks for visiting with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
That's a Bo Willis, professional bull rider. Tonight, tomorrow, Cross Insurance Center in Bangor, and the big event Saturday afternoon, 2 to 4, right here at Seasons Main Street in Bangor, 21 after 4 o'clock downtown here on a Friday afternoon.